America, America, America. What's going on? You're tuned into the hottest radio station, the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Kicking It with Six Eyes, ATL and the crew. Six Eyes, ATL and the crew. How's it going, America? On this November 11th, 2023. Hello, world. We're here. And I'm Six Eyes. What's going on, ATL?
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up? Doing great, doing great, doing great. How you doing? Brother Love, we here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network, like always, Mr. Six Eyes.
Doing good, brother, doing good, doing good. Beautiful day, beautiful night. Two thumbs up for me, two paws up for Trumpet, and we're going to have a great show. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. We are here.
I got something to say to all my peoples out there, because I know everyone's going through some hard times.
You got married. Congratulations.
Okay. I wish I could. Hey, that would be a great thing. I know more suffering coming with that. Woo! More suffering, but I want to say something, and I think this is coming straight from the bottom of my heart to everybody. Like I tell everybody, your path is going to be hard, and there's no easy path. If you're on the easy path, your life is definitely not going to really feel your life has to be on a hard path. So that means, yes, you're going to have financial situations. Everything is not going to go the way you're going to go. You're going to have disappointments. You're going to feel real bad. You're going to have people leave you. I just want everybody to know that God is things. I was listening to a story today, and I said I had to share this story because I thought it was very true. And any of y'all, we all go to restaurants. We go to fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, all the ones we go to them. And when we go, we put this order in. And I think this is a very good situation. We put this order in. And that order is almost like prayer. So when we order our food, you know, we might get, you know, chicken, hamburgers, or whatever we order. It takes time for it to come out, to come to you. It takes time. And I think that that's how when we go out, and I tell everybody, when you're going through this situation, you want to pray to your God, and you're trying to pray to Jesus, and you're trying to get that prayer. And God and that in that same conversation of going is, like I said, when you order your food, it comes in that same way. It takes this time. And all the things, the chicken, the fries, all, they come in. And when you get that bag, you be like, wow, I got my bag. And then they tell you, my pleasure serving you. That's how God does us, y'all. God puts us in a situation. He lets us have our time, and he gives us a bag. And then when our time comes, we get a chance to open that bag, and we rejoice for that. So I just wanted to put that out there to let everybody know, whatever bad situation you're going through, when you pray to God, it might be going through for a minute, but he's about to give you that blessing. He's about to give you that thing at the right time. And when you know it, you'll know. You'll say, dog, man, I had a way, and I didn't see no way out. Because I always tell everybody, we be in situations, everybody, we be in a situation, and it seems like we got no way out. We have no way out. And somehow we make it through. And that's mm-hmm. God, because he heard our prayers and our blessings, and he loves to serve us. So he lets us, we get into that corner, and he gets us out that corner. And y'all just think about that. Because everybody, I don't care how young, big you are, you still here. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Right,
absolutely. Totally agree. And the thing about it, you know, you take the simplest thing. If you want a cup of coffee, if you want a cup of hot coffee, you got to first decide if it's going to be instant coffee. You got to decide if you're going to use your Keurig. But the first thing you got to do in order to have that hot cup of coffee is get that water in that carafe and turn that coffee maker on, and that water has to heat up, okay? If that water doesn't heat up, you're not going to have no hot cup of coffee. And you have to buy the right coffee. Now, I'm going to tell you what I did. When I first starting out, and Mama Six Eyes, rest her soul, I called her. I said, hey, Mom, I said, I'm making coffee. I said, now, I don't know what's going on with this coffee. I said, I got it. I've been stirring this coffee for I don't know how long. It's not dissolving. So she just laughed. I said, what's going on? She said, honey, she said, you bought the coffee for the coffee maker. Now, at this time, I didn't have no coffee maker. This was way, way before the Keurig. Way before the Keurig. I didn't even have a Mr. I didn't even have a Mr. Coffee yet. So she said, son, she said, do you have any socks? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, just bought some. She said, okay, get you a pair of socks. Sacrifice a pair of socks. I said, okay. So she said, all right, get your water boiled. I said, okay. She said, okay, now take the coffee grounds and put it in the sock and tie the sock up. I said, huh? She said, trust mother. I said, yes, ma'am. Man, I put the coffee grounds in the sock. I tied the sock up. And sure enough, a couple minutes later, I had a pot of coffee.
Wow.
And she said, son, she said, when me and your father first started dating, that's how I made your father's cup of coffee. And that was some of the best coffee in the world. And there you go. So
wow.
Humble beginning. So that's the thing. So, you know, and this is not going to be a spiritual show because that's tomorrow at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern 10 Pacific, the 6 Hours Gospel Show, but you get your praise on without leaving the house. That's tomorrow. But the thing is nobody wants to eat anything that's undercooked. You don't want to eat undercooked chicken. Thanksgiving is coming up. You don't want to eat an undercooked turkey. So we can't have undercooked prayers. You know, when we go to a restaurant and we order a steak, we want that steak a certain way. If we want that steak well done, that means it takes a little bit more time. You know, so we have to not rush God. And he knows what we're going to ask for even before we ask. He knows every strand of hair on our head. So he knows our thoughts. But our prayers can't be undercooked. Okay? It's not in our time, but his time. And with that, I'm complete. Who do we have with us right now?
Yeah, we have a couple guys on. We have error code 336, and last four numbers, 1094.
All right.
I wonder if they want to come in. Just press the one. So we got pride.
All right.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Yeah,
hope
I'm
I gave a good analogy.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Hello, everybody.
I'm okay.
So what?
Yeah, two thumbs up, two toes up.
Okay. Amen. So what we're not going to do is jump each other tonight. How you doing, Pride and Joy?
I'm doing all right. I got a cold. I'm wheezing just a little. But other than that, I'm fine.
Uh-oh. you going to be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I hope y'all heard my analogy. You know, nobody wants undercooked prayers, you know. And let us thank God for what he already has done for us, you know.
That's what we have to do.
Because if you think about it, God is the only person that gets no sleep. God can't blink. He can't blink. Could you imagine if God took a nap for 10 minutes, what this world would be like? Talk about the man that never sleeps is God. He never sleeps.
Yeah.
Never.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Always up in the front. Yeah, think about it. And the thing fortunate here in America, and I always talk about America first because I want to talk about America. We're so fortunate we wake up every day and have three meals. And think about in the other third world countries where people don't have three meals and they don't wake up to a bed. They don't get a thing. But every day, God wakes them up to still thrive and do, and they're blessed. And I, like I tell people, my day, my bad days is probably their best days. Think about that, y'all. I have to tell this to everybody. Our bad days here in America is their best day in their countries and these around the world. So I think that we have to understand that that lets us know that we're blessed and we need to be appreciated that. We need to be thankful that God has delivered us and allow us to wake up in a blessed way. So I just like to just make sure that that's the most important thing, because all the things that we talk about, we can't talk here, we can't be here if God doesn't wake us up. We can't have the conversation. We can't talk about the disappointments. We can't talk about the greatness. We can't talk about none of those things if we're not woke up and we're not here. So I just want people to understand that and just to be thankful for what you get. You got children, you got family. Man, you blessed. Because there's somebody who don't have that. If you got car, man, and it's getting you to point A to B, there's some people who don't have that. You're blessed. Thankful because God made it a way out of no way for you to have those things. If you sit down and think about it, you'd be like, wow, how did I get these things? Because God made a way for you. He made a way. And there are always going to be ways where we sit around that we see no way. And somehow we make a way around it. He makes that way. He brings you right up. And then you think about it and you sit back and you think, you said, Don, how did I get to that day and get to this day? Man, last week I was thinking I was out of here. I was thinking I was not going to be able to see the next day. I thought mentally, spiritually, I was gone. But somehow, God lets you lay down on your bed and get through to make it to another day and get to that day where you actually feel relaxed and comfortable and you ain't got that same pressure. I just want to say amen, and I am complete. We want to go ahead and get to the entertainment report?
We got a song for six, and we got also a scam report.
Okay, go ahead with it.
Oh, no. You have something to say? You can go ahead before we get to the scam report. You got something to say?
No, I can wait till come back.
Yeah, you got it. Go, can we go to, we're going to play the song because since I've got to figure out what it is.
Okay, are you ready, Six?
I don't smoke.
I'm listening for Six here. Are you ready?
Right here, Wolfgang.
Okay, here we go. To see if you could tell me who this artist is.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the wonderful toy.
right, six. So who is the artist?
Oh, golly. Is that Jim Nabors?
Wrong. Many people get this artist and Jim Nabors mixed up. It is not Jim Nabors. But the first name is right.
He said his first name right. Jim Brophy. No, I'm just playing.
Jimmy Dean?
No, not Jimmy Dean. The name Jim is correct, but not Nabors.
I'm a pass it to the panel. Who is the Pride and Joy?
I don't know. Go. Oh, you can't give it to Wolfgang, because Wolfgang just gave it to
him. Is it Jimmy Buffett?
Give it to your wife. Oh, no, she knows, too.
Nope, nope.
Jimmy Buffett?
No, not Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy, what's that man name?
Jim Brown? Jimmy Brown?
Nope, not Jimmy Brown either.
Jimmy Caldwell.
Nope.
Jimmy Hancock. No, no.
No.
So the last name again.
Y'all give.
Yeah, we give.
Yeah, give.
Jim Reeves.
Jim Reed?
Jim Reed, R-E-E-V-S.
Oh, V-S, okay.
Didn't
you,
Jim Reed, wait a minute, let me make sure this is right. This is a folk singer. Didn't he do something with, had something done with Elvis Presley?
I'm not sure, but a lot of people used to get him mixed up with Jim Nabors because they sounded so much alike, yes.
Okay.
Jim Nabors.
Yep, Jim Nabors and Jim Reeves had voices just like each other. But this is Jim Reeves. Jim Nabors had just a hair bit deeper voice, while Jim Reeves, he was more of a tenor.
Tenor, okay. Okay.
That's why most people get them mixed up, because they sound real close.
Wow. Ooh, interesting.
That's Jim Reeves. R-E-E-V-E-S. Reeves.
So is Jim Reeves still alive? Is he still alive?
Oh, heck no. That song was produced in the 1950s.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah. So he goes back with the Drifters and the Tams and them. Okay. Yeah, all those guys go back together. Okay. All right.
Right. So now for the scammer report. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Tonight, I want you to beware of the pyramid deal. There are people out there using this scam, and sorry to say, even some legitimate businesses who do this, but it's still a scam. Okay, in legitimate businesses, how they operate it is they tell you, for example, okay, I'll just use an example of a legitimate business here where I live. They tell you, okay, if you're buying a product from them, well, on your next order, if you interest another customer to come in, and for everyone you interest to come in, you'll get so much off for every other customer you bring in and they order something. Now, how does that make it a pyramid? I'll give you an example. So if, for example, I brought in two people, and then each of those customers brought in two people, now that makes four.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those customers brought in two, that makes eight. Each of those customers brought in two makes 16. Each of those brought into makes 32, and so on. The base of the pyramid gets broader as more are brought in. So the more the first customer brings in and each customer brings in, the broader the base gets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where scammers like to use this, legitimate, real scammers like to do, is they try to interest you in some sort of so-called business deal. They say, we've got this business for you that you can be involved in. You buy our products, and then if you get so many customers, and then those customers get so many customers each, and so on and so forth. And we offer our products, and you can offer those products to your, those customers, and they can offer them to their customers and so on, and get them into this business. Now, here's where the scam is. And everybody thinks, okay, they're going to make money. But first off, you have to pay money to get in. And the scam is the person that is really making the money, oh, you might make a few dollars getting in. Make a few dollars here and there. But the real money is made by the person at the top who started the scam. He's collecting all this money from all the people that are coming in, and they usually charge, let's say, $200, $300, $400 for people to come in, while they're only giving the people under them for joining and bringing members in, let's say, $10, $15, $20, $30, $40. And that's where the scam is. So he's making the big bucks, while the people down below in the pyramid are getting beans. And the so-called products they offer aren't worth 3 cents. So what you need to do is beware when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I've got this little business opportunity. And then they start to tell you that, okay, if you join, then you bring in so many people, and they bring in so many people. The minute you hear them saying that, turn a deaf ear. Don't pay any money. Get out of it. And then make sure you have gotten their name, address, and phone number, and report them. Pyramid deals are a scam and against the law and can be prosecuted. So contact your local authorities. And that is my scam report. And I'm complete.
All right. What a scam report. Anybody have anything else before we go into the entertainment news that they want to discuss or play your song? Anybody? All right, well, we're going into our entertainment news. Busta Rhymes and Young Thug join forces on a new song. That's right, Young Thug and Busta Rhymes have teamed up on this new track that they are both on, and it released last Friday. They released it. So a lot of fans have already got it. But if you want to hear it, you have to go check it out. A lot of people already got that. Next up, we're going to be going to... Jay-Z with his song. Did you all know he got a song called Ain't No Niggas Out Here? He got a song that somebody get ready to sample on. It's a female artist that's want to sample on one of Jay-Z's songs. All right. They announced it last month, so just be getting ready to come on it this month. Zoom call Busta, executive producer all of who are big names like Pharrell and Timbaland and Swiss Beat. He got a project with all of them right now. Buster Rhymes getting that work in right now.
Well, I wouldn't be buying a song with that N-word in it.
There we go. Let's see what else we got. Meanwhile, while we're talking about Young Thug, he is currently awaiting on a trial. Y'all know he in that trial with YSL and Rico case with all of them inside of it. And now they're saying that he can't use his lyrics. You know how Meek Mills is now real big on trying to help the younger artists, you know, when they say the wrong things in their wrong words or something in their music. Now they're not allowed to use it. First they said, well, we might let them use it, but now they saying, nah, he can't use it in his trial. So if you got somebody that you know, they got that music, tell them they might want to clean up their lyrics from now on because they're not allowing them to play it in the courtrooms when it comes up to your case. Even if it will help your case, you are not to use it now. They're not letting you do that. All right.
Woo!
And Cameron thanks Gilly the Key. Huh, go ahead.
May I come in on this? Because I definitely
yeah,
need to make
ahead.
A comment on this because I think this is very critical to the music industry. And I just find this very funny. And the N-word, the A-words, all these words that we use, in the entertainment world, in the entertainment playing to your radio songs, it's like it's not so harmful. But when you say it out of your own mouth, you there's consequences to those words when you say them out your mouth in our society. So I would go, this is me, and I'm going to be real with y'all about this. And I'm going to say this, and I think this is the truth, and this is coming from the industry. You got all these executives sitting around knowing that this stuff is going on. And they push this. It's not these artists, dude. They push them to say these negative things, and then they say it's acceptable. It is not acceptable in society. Now, the reason why Young Thug is in the situation he's in is because there's some things that he was doing and involved with that actually brought this stuff to light. The one thing is I will bring up him and Lil Wayne had a little thing go back a couple years ago about their albums coming out, and they start saying smart things, and then the driver or one of the guys who knows Young Thug went up and shot up the bus. So this is what prior to this had came up to help bring on to the situation. See, I know the story. To kind of bring up all this stuff and all these cuss words and all this. But now, when I come to this, because I'm tired of having a conversation about the N-word with on every forum that I talk to. That word, and I don't care if you change the E-R or N-S, it's a bad word, point blank. It's not a befriend word, as our so-called lackey scholars say, because it depends on how you term it. If I'm going to use that N-word and I'm saying I'm killing somebody, that's not my friend. If I'm saying I'm using that N-word and I'm beating up somebody, that's not somebody I'm befriending. If I'm saying I'm robbing or hurting somebody and I'm using the N-word, that's not a befriend word. I want people to understand that you're just trying to disguise something that really can't be used. It only can be used in a text or theorem when people are all associated, know each other, and they're comfortable with each other. If you don't know you and I don't know you and I go up to L.A. or in L.A., and I keep trying to explain this to people. If I go out to L.A. and I call a whole bunch of people just look just like me, an N-word, and they don't know me from day and born, they're going to beat the crap out of me and they're going to let me know what they all about because I don't belong there. I shouldn't even be calling them that because they don't know who I am. I'm not affiliated with them. So I want people to understand that these words and stuff, you got to be careful on how they turn. And they need to stop uneducating people and re-educate people to understand that those words are harmful in every word. There's nothing good about when they were talking it on even on a record. A record, when they talk about those words, it's not coming out in any positive. It is a negative term at all. You might disguise it and say, oh, yeah, it's my guys like that.
So I just wanted to get that off my chest and let that know, because I've been in a lot of radio forums that people have been asking me about this, and I keep explaining it to them that they try to justify it, and I said, you can't justify something. If I go somewhere and no people don't know me and I say something in where I don't care what color your skin is and they don't know you, mm-hmm. you're going to get hurt, and they're going to let you know you shouldn't have called, you shouldn't have said that word. You don't know them.
And that's why
so
I can't
I
stand
complete.
That word, ATL. I can't stand it. No way, shape, form, or manner. To me, it's offensive.
I totally agree. Go ahead.
We're
all of one
Go
blood.
Ahead.
Amen. That's in the Bible.
Yes, definitely defensive. And I just get tired of talking about it. I get tired of people bringing it up and then trying to challenge me. Even the hip-hop artists, they try to challenge me on it. I break it down to them, and they know it. I said I can even give you consistency with Jay-Z. I told people before, Jay-Z had a guy come into his club that did not know him, and he was trying to get dabbed because he was celebrating Jay-Z because he saw him. Jay-Z called. He walked up to Jay in a suit, and he said, what's up, man? And Jay beat the crap out of him. I don't know you. What the hell are you calling me that? He beat the crap out of him. And his goons. They beat the crap out of the guy. He ended up getting a lawsuit behind it and got in some serious trouble. Jay got in some serious trouble with doing that. But I give people the understanding, you can't make something that's a negative term and think you can make it a positive term when it's not really a positive term. All right, I am complete. I'm going to let you get back to your report.
All right. So y'all know who April Jones is, right, on Love and Hip Hop. And you know she used to get some babies by Marianne, and then she started dating the other one, Lil Fizz. And after that, she dated Tay Diggs. All right, so now they were sitting together. They always sitting together. And she said that they was talking about her, you know, April Jones. She said that the guys was talking about her, you know, all three of them, because all of them have, you know, been with her. They all have been with her. So they were sitting down talking about her when she came through, and she didn't like that. She didn't like that, you know, that they was over there talking about her. Marianne Lewis and Tay Diggs. So they having a little love like a triangle now, going in between. She's going in between those three, so I guess she's trying to figure out which one she gonna deal with. But she already said she gonna get rid of one of them. Already, she did get rid of them. Okay, and this guy named Danny Brown, I don't know if you know him, ATL, but he's saying that he's pretty much suicidal right now. He said he's a rapper, and he was on drugs real bad. He said he was on real bad, and he said nobody would help him. But he said he was at a point in his life where everything was dark. Everything was dark. And he was so suicidal. Do you know who it is? DJ ATL. Danny Brown. That's his name. Shit. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to mess with Danny. I just hope you feel better, and I hope you go and get you some help. All right.
And this is where we definitely have to check in with our mental. And if you ain't feeling good, it's okay.
Yeah.
But let somebody know, because I'd rather talk to you at 4 a.m. later, earlier.
Right.
Than to see you laid up, you know, somewhere trying to, you know, kill yourself or taking your life.
Right.
You know, I keep coffee. I keep pop. I keep juice. You need something stronger, it's there too. Got pretzels, got chips, got fillets, got food. So I'm just saying, you know, we all got to check in on each other and see how everybody's doing. And if nobody told you, I love you all. And you got a friend in me. You know, that's you know, so many times you hear somebody then took their life because they've been depressed. You know, and all it took is for you to answer that phone, you know. So, you know, like I said, y'all ever need to call me, my phone is open. Leave me a voicemail, something, because, you know, we all need an ear.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I'm complete. Yes.
All right. All right.
You know, you feel better. You are super.
You have something to say?
I said, hope you feel better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we have next. Krishan Rock, thank Jesus, bless her son. After she was able to drop, you know, 500K on him. You know, all this time, you know, she was going with Blueface. She went on Jason Lee and Rock, and she was saying that, you know, how they was making money together. And all this time, she didn't really, you know nothing about business and all of that. So all this time, he been getting all the money. So she ain't really been getting no money. So she was on there because she was standing up for herself. Now wanting to, you know, make sure that she get her money that she's supposed to get, too. She wasn't even getting none. That's what she said when she went on Jason Lee's show, that she wasn't even getting none of the money they was making.
Yeah, Jason Lee, Hollywood Unlocked. Yeah. Okay.
And check this out. Y'all know Lil Yachty. It's a fan. Now, a fan, a little boy. He's like, I think he's like 10 years old. He flew all the way to, he flew all the way across the world to go see Lil Yachty. And not only did that, he fixed his hair like him. But look, y'all should be wearing some crazy hairstyle now. Red, yellow, all it is her. But, yeah, he flew all the way to see him. He said that is his favorite fan. And he went all the way to see him. That's, like, crazy. You know, for him to get to do that. And he and the little boy had red hair like him. He had red hair like him and everything, crazy in his head and everything. But he flew from Florida, first to Florida to Chicago. Then they was getting ready to go with Drake at, because he was getting ready to do a show in there. Not only do we do a show, he let some kids come in there from a field trip. That's awesome, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Drake let some kids come in there from a field trip. Oh, that's cool.
That's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up. And you know he has a new album, so we're going to be listening to a couple of his tunes from there. And everybody keeps talking about...
Go ahead.
Everybody keeps talking about this chick called Sexy Red. So ATL, is she sexy?
Okay, Sexy Red. Okay, woo, we got. You got a report on? Hold on. Before we go there, do you have a report with Miss Shepherd saying that she's not allowed to come on her show? Did you get that? Do you have that in your little report in your news?
Who says she can't come on her show?
Miss Shepherd, Sherry Shepherd, who took the spot for she broke her out. Why? And this is the question. Let's talk about Sexy Red, because Sexy Red has made so much noise, and it's not her fault. She's an artist. She's a rapper, and that's what she is. She's a rapper. Her fame right now was very, very sad. That, I mean, to me, it's very sad for me. But, you know, I have to be honest, and women liked her when she came out. She had a song where she sang about her private parts, and that was her claim to hit. She actually buffooned onto the BET Awards. Is that her fault? No, she ended up being at the at the BET Award, which gave her more notoriety that she performed her body song in front of the Bobby Jones and the whole gospel crew. And they chuckled. And a lot of people
Sexy Red here in the building.
Okay, Sexy Red. And Sexy Red and Bobby King. Okay, Sexy Red. Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're going to go. And also, that's one thing that gave her a claim of popularity. She got popular off that because people made all the kind of comments. Why would a BET allow this to happen? Why would they allow her to perform in front of the Bobby Jones show? But what got her even more popular, she went on some talk shows, and she talked about her boyfriend. And her boyfriend did the most romantic thing. What he did is he robbed somebody to give her to get her something.
Oh, wow.
You can't make this stuff up, y'all. Make this up.
So she has a glorified
situation. She has said some stuff that makes people's eyes go all the way up and turn around. And then BG released. And then since she said that, she got even more popular because they took BG's face and body and put BG's face and body on her body. And then they ran with that. Okay. So
I just played a couple of seconds of that song, and it won't be getting
the
airplay
here.
Well, it won't be getting it will not play on our station. You can Google it and find it and then play. But let me even go farther there. And this is where I just said I gave up, and I was hearing everybody complain. I said, wait a minute, I'm DJ ATLS. I'm in the club, y'all. I'm in the club. I've been to country western clubs, hip hop clubs, all kind, and that song was playing a rotation. And women from ages from 90 and from 15 to 90 is singing that garbage song. So I can't sit up here. I can't even say nothing. I said, hey, you know, if this what you women want to sing at all levels of demographics, you want to sing that and that's what you want to be. Hey, you have freedom to do it. I have no right to tell you. But only thing I just want to say, don't get mad when that song makes it and y'all blow it up and it makes it in front of Bobby Jones and a whole bunch of gospel people sitting there. Then you say, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. No, you can't.
Well,
It don't work
Bobby
that way,
Jones
bro. It don't work that way.
I'm going to tell you this. Bobby Jones don't care.
It
could be hot.
When Bobby looked around, I watched Bobby at the BET Awards, and that was like a trifling BET Awards. I'm going to call it. I call it ghettofied trifling. But he was giggling. He was like, wow, they actually performing this around me, and I'm sitting in a chair, and I got all my gospel people right here, and we all sitting here, and they singing that live. Sexy Red is singing that live. Wow. And the whole audience is singing with her. Wow. It's like, what can Bobby do? He just sit there and just go through it. Because, I mean, there's not much you can do. What do you do? BET security going to run there and say, stop singing this.
Bobby Jones gospel. If Sexy Red want to dance in front of me, she can dance in front of me. But I tell you, it ain't going to move me one way.
She was dancing, she was singing it, but, you know, at least she wasn't naked, but she was singing and she was dancing, and it was not much to you. I don't know what anybody thought they could do, but, hey, again, like I said, it's music. You have your fun. That's what it's all about. You do your thing. I'm not mad at Sexy Red, you know, if they allow her to do that, do what I do. It's just like I tell people, to keep it real with DJ ATL. It's just not my cup of tea, man. I mean, you'll never see me rocking something like that. So, I mean, that's just not me. But that's not me. But, you know, like I said, she's also pregnant with a baby, and that's even making it even much more worse. So I can see Miss Shepherd kind of like, okay, now this is a little bit too far here, y'all. Just come on, y'all. Uh-huh. This is just degrading, and they holding this woman up. Sexy Red is holding up at a high level. I mean, she's been at NFL games. So much, man. I can't even say, man. They have made her a household name. I even think
but
she's
the whole thing,
equals Cardi B.
The whole thing about it is, everybody,
everybody's had their turn. You know, Little Kim had her turn. You know, she went through it. You know, now, you know, Sexy Red is just a new generation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, everybody.
I don't know if you want to call it a new generation. You just say it's foolery at the highest level. I mean, it's just, it's foolery. And I mean, it's, I mean, I never thought I would hear somebody be on a huge platform talk show talking about, they, I had a boyfriend and he robbed somebody to get me something and I was happy and pleased. I'm like, wow. I mean, or else, I mean, is that every woman's fantasy? She want a super thug to do that, and that makes her happy? I mean, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. This, like I said, this is a whole new level. I don't know if you call this another generation. I don't know. It's just it is foolery. That's all I can say. I call it foolery, but it's foolery at a high level that where we just now know there's no line nowhere. There's no line, so it is what it is. All right, Six, I'll let you get it, man. I'm complete, man.
You've got new messages from Nikella Carrington and Lady Johnson. The first one is a text from Nikella Carrington. I'm listening. I just opened your mic. I had to log into the board and check it.
What the hell is that?
Sorry, did you want to reply to that one?
What? What was that?
Mikhail want me to put her in?
Okay,
I'll bring her in. Mikhail, you want to speak? Just hit one. I'm ready to bring you in. You want me to bring you in? Because I'd love to hear what your conversation is about Sexy Red.
Good afternoon. Praise God. This is Evangelist.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, these lyrics are getting a little bit out of hand, you know. But, you know, like I said, you know, we had our Little Kims, you know, and now, you know, this girl is like in her 20s, 26, 25, you know. So it's just, you got to be mindful of the lyrics. You know, what people are putting in their ear gates, eye gates, you got to be mindful of that. Because these teenage girls are very impressionable. And that's not the message you want the young queens to be following. You know, because at this point, their selling point is their body. You know, and that just takes away from the whole woman. I mean, she's much more than just her aesthetics. You know, her mind, her heart. You know, that's the goal to capture. You know, and you got these impressionable little girls and some adults, you know, she's not just an object. She's not just her body. And that's what she's displaying with the music. You know, it's like you're looking at her body before the actual music. It's like music is secondary. So that's just something to think about. And if I'm wrong, you all tell me. But that's just my view. What do you all think? Okay.
May I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I think that, you know, all fun and laughter, but in today's society that we're in now, we're in a crazy world. We're in a crazy active of things going on. And the same thing, you know, I speak on behalf of R. Kelly, you know, displays and so forth. When you set yourself in a setting where the whole wide world can see who you are, you know, especially on a gospel show as well too, that, you know, your hands are tied because it just happens so briefly, so fast, and so running. But the day that we're in now, you know, it's just a setup. It's a setup for failure, because then later on, you know, you have those that don't have respect for you. People lose respect for you, whether you're showing your body whether you wanging or twitch, you know, whatever the case may be in the music, you know, today is a totally different, set. And it doesn't make a difference what the age is, you know, when you explore, you know, that's exploitation. You know, when you're doing what you're doing to gain the popularity, you know, to gain the popularity, mm-hmm. I think we as a human race, we as people in general, people with children, has young ladies and young men, and then you give the okay and the pat on the back that it's okay to what you're doing, then what does that say about us? What does that say about us? And what does that say about them? And then what crazy things, so many crazy things, look all around us. So much is going on. So many deaths and so much loss and so much non-respect now for the women now, because you ain't got to ask for it now. It's just out there. And anybody and everybody now can touch, can get, and so forth, whether popularity is a thing. Now, do you rather have popularity or do you rather have respect for yourself, your human race, your children, you know, because it's not going to play down. When you playing up to it, and you clapping and you moaning, you groaning, and all of that stuff, what does that say about you? What does that say about mothers? What does that say about fathers? Yep, you know, it's a great topic. You know, like you get notification to your phone that different artists has died when they lied. What do you say about that? You know, we clapping our hands and we thinking it's okay. It's not okay. It's really not okay. You know, back in the days, you know, the rap group, you know, the artists that you name as the six, those had to come through to get through. But now, this world today is a totally different aspect. These rappers today is totally a different aspect. No respect at all. And what does that say to our mothers and our fathers? Is it okay? Is my daughter out there doing what she's doing? My son out there doing what they're doing? Does it make it right? Not right. And I think that was a very distasteful. And DJ Ekiel said it correctly. I think it was very distasteful to the way that she did it, where she was at, where she did it, and how you do it. It's not what you do, but it's how you do it. I'm completed.
Okay. Did anybody else have anything they want to say on it?
That's so true. I mean, she hit it right on the head.
Right. Okay, we're going back on to Lizzo. Lizzo is they done brought up her thing again, her claim again about her and all the things that they were saying about her, not treating her workers right and, you know, touching on them and things like that sort. They're bringing it back up. Filing the case again because they haven't did nothing yet, so they still, a lot of them she done got rid of, the ones that was really going to tell it on, she done got rid of them, but they don't start back talking about it again. The Melissa had a lot of people working for her, but she don't have all them people working for her no more.
Wow.
And a lot of them, you know, want their freedom of speech. They must ain't been able to talk, you know, like they want to talk when they go to the room, you know, courtroom. Right. They must ain't been able to talk because they say they want freedom of speech. They want to be able to speak when they go to the courtroom.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So she still ain't gone nowhere. You know, you would have think she would have been somewhere by now. But no, they still ain't did nothing with her yet. And I guess she's still treating them bad. The ones that are still, there's a lot of them don't left, though. But she still have very few, you know, very few left. And these are the ones that are going to court right now. They're going to court right now for this. They still are in the courtroom with this. And this done been out a long time. This done played out a long time. So I don't know how much longer that it'll be lasting, or have they already talked to everybody, because it don't say, you know, who all they don't talk to and how many people they don't talk to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they said she was touchy, you too, was, you know. Maybe you changing their clothes and putting on their clothes and stuff like that. And then she want to get rid of them when they, you know, start telling it on her. She want to get rid of them then. And these not just men. She's doing it to the women, too.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's been touching them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hostile work situation. Yeah, you're supposed to be able to do your job and not have to worry about being, you know, pawed to death.
That's crazy right there.
Yeah. And who knows what he's saying.
I told y'all, but Nicki Minaj, of course, she's out selling beats right now. You know how that is. They're selling beats to other artists. And also, she's going to come out with her own story about, you know, in her house, everybody was on drugs. She said, and I mean everybody. And also, she's telling her story. She said that her daddy sold the children. That's how bad he was on crack. Everybody was on crack, from the mama to the daddy to everybody that was in the house. She said all of them, including her, she said all of them was on drugs. Everybody in the house was on drugs.
Okay.
So she's coming out with her story about that.
Long as she's off the drugs now and don't have a relapse, that'll be a great thing, because, you know, this is why here at the 6 Hours Radio Network, we are a non-judgmental station. We're here for one another. And, you know, some people just, you know, it's called coping mechanisms. I mean, some people turn to food, some people turn to coffee, you know, and that's their way of coping. You know, but the worst thing to do is just sit and talk about somebody and not offer help. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, so, you know, if she got a good support system, you know, it's okay. You know, and then her story can touch somebody who, you know, may be on drugs or battling drugs. You know, because if they see one success story, hey, well, if she kicked the drugs, I can kick the drugs. But the worst thing to do is just sit and talk about somebody and don't offer no kind of support. Incomplete.
May I? Well, you know, when you take ownership, when you take ownership, and you're right, Mr. Six, when you take ownership of your errors and your mistakes, you know, and being caught up, you know, being caught up and so forth, you know, that's like, you all remember the rapper Luke Skywalker, and Sheila E. Mm-hmm. Sheila. Oh, Sheila, you know, back then, everyone that came in contact with Luke Skywalker, you know, they said that all those was on drugs as well, too. But when you take the initiative, to come out, because you want to come out, you mm-hmm. want to be set free from the bondage of drugs and crack and cocaine and all mm-hmm. of that stuff. You know, when you take the initiative to want to come out, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. You know, you gonna let it all out. You know, and for those that catch hope, that want to come out, this is an opportunity of being free from being bound by drugs. You know, because if we look at it, even the gospel singer did the song Exorcist, you know, what's her name? Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, when she did the song Exorcist, you know, she was being exited out of some things that were going on, you know, drugs, so many different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you have a way out and you can get out of it, but you got to admit it. And I think what she done was phenomenal. You know, now whether the others want to be set free and loose from being bound and bonded by drugs mm-hmm. and so forth, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing, you know, when you want to be set free, when you want to let go, you know, and it's no longer holding you, no longer keeping you in bondage and hidden. A lot of them, you know, it's a lot of the artists and actors that are on drugs, mm-hmm. but you don't hear it until later, until it mm-hmm. has truly affected them in some other way, form, or fashion. But when you can take authority to come out, I think that's a beautiful thing that she done.
Yes, ma'am. And just recent here, the Success Radio Network had to send their condolences to Matthew Perry, who played Chandler on Friends. Mm-hmm. You know, he suffered with addiction and drug addiction.
Exactly.
And, you know, he tried his best to kick the habit. You know,
uh-huh.
but this is where you don't want to have so many yes people around you.
Right.
Somebody got to tell you no. If you got too many yes people around you,
mm-hmm.
you'll never grow.
You'll never grow. That's
you
right.
know, if I got on a shirt, and I'm telling y'all, if y'all ever see me with a shirt on and you don't think it matches, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have me out here unmatched, you know.
That's
if I got a shirt
right.
on, hey, six, change that shirt, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people don't do, you know. I think if Prince and Michael Jackson had some nose in his camp, you know, he possibly would still be around. But when you know you're trying to please, you know, Mike, you're trying to please, you know, somebody, you know, he has some. Hey, man, no, you don't know, you know,
right.
And he possibly would still be around, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, these drug addictions are crazy.
Right.
And we did it. We have a new show called Six Eyes Lost and Found. And
uh-huh.
the goal is to reunite the loved ones. It's adults and children. And
uh-huh.
we did the show Monday. Just
uh-huh.
in Ohio alone, we covered 50 names.
Uh-huh.
50 names, and Pride and Joy gave 3 names the other day.
Uh-huh.
And so that's 53.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about it, you know, when we did these shows and gave Halloween safety tips, we said make sure the children stay in groups. Make sure there's
uh-huh.
an adult out there to help them, you know, not get snatched. Well, apparently somebody uh-huh. didn't listen because the youngest missing was 9 years old. 9, 14, Everybody else was 15 years old, 15 years old, 15 years old, a couple of 16-year-olds in there. But everybody came up missing during the 30th and 31st. And this is in Ohio, just Ohio. You know, so like I said, you know, we just pray that each and every one of them are returned home safely.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Wow.
Because, like I said, we got to get back to that proverb, it takes a village.
That's it.
And with
that's
that,
right.
I'm complete.
That's right. And, you know, the, on that note, Mr. Six, here in Tallahassee, one of our news anchors did a segment on missing children and missing mothers and fathers, you know, and putting getting family back together again. And I think that is super. I think that is a beautiful thing, you know, because a lot of times a lot of children are lost and just hanging out there, some on the corners, you know, on the corners and so forth, because nobody is looking for them. Nobody. They're saying they're missing. They hadn't seen them, but they could be right there in your area, and you don't know because they're right there on some corner. You know, there was a story of a young man that was on the corner. You know, that he was someone's child, and the parent. I don't know if you remember that, crying, it hadn't been too long. But they found him. They found him, and they reunited him back with his parents. But the news anchor here in Tallahassee, Lanitra Bennett, does segments and reunite his family back together, and she showed that show on one of her broadcasts, and then she talked about it on Facebook and social media too. How it just touched her to see a family, to see that those families have reunited back together, which have been missing for 15 and 20 years and stuff, and to bring them finally back together again. Isn't that amazing that those that have been lost for so long, that somebody had a heart. Somebody had a heart, and this is an awesome show of reuniting the missing one back with their loved one. That is so amazing. That is so amazing. It does something. It does something. It gives life back to each one of those members, whether it's a young lady, a young man, or whether they've gotten older now. You know, it gives them life back. And to give them a reason to believe now, to believe that through Christ Jesus they can do all things, that somebody had enough heart to reach out and try to reunite their family.
Uh-huh.
And a manhunt to reunite these families back together. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. So I'm grateful for that segment that you have. To reunite those children.
Yes,
it's not only, you know, as you say, it's not only in Ohio, but it's all over. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. And you have enough love and kindness in your heart that God has drawn you to search, to do a wide world search of missing children and families and bringing them back together. Man, I tell you, that was so phenomenal. That news anchor just cried. She just cried, and that family just hugged her and just loved on her because she was there to tell the story to how that family was reunited back with that missing loved one. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so completed. Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah. Yes, it is a blessing.
Well, you're tuned in to Kicking It with Six Eyes, ATL and the Crew on the Six Eyes Radio Network every Saturday, 11:30, 10:30 Eastern, 8:30 Pacific. Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9667. We'll be right back.
Amen. Amen.
Boogie on down.
Hmm.
All right. Anybody got any requests?
Hmm.
Who you want to hear? Who you want to hear?
Hmm.
Never heard of that artist. Hmm. Who is that?
Me ask Whoop the Handroom, or they probably might be gone in.
Where the Wolf Gang's at?
I'm right here. You guys like to do, I know you guys know I like my Cleveland Shuffle, but there's also in a Southern song that Kenny and I like, You're My Special Angel.
Oh, I thought he was going to sit Kenny down tonight. We'll play that. We'll play that on the gospel.
I heard that.
But he is a special angel.
I understand that, but I want you to sit Kenny down tonight. What you want to hear?
Okay.
What do you want to hear, Ruth?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I like. Let me think. I can think a lot of stuff, but right offhand. I'll stick on that a little longer.
You want to hear the percolator?
What in the world? I don't know if I
want
that.
I want you to sit him down. Stand by. Here we go, y'all.
Can you say something?
I got
something?
A coffee pot out here going.
Can you say something by Martha Reeve and the Vandellas? I don't know if he heard that.
He heard it. He's
probably
right there. He might be looking for it.
All right.
If I know him, he'll get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you play something?
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas?
You got it.
And after that, I'll take something by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Go ahead on.
I was waiting for you to do something about that boogie thing you always do, Ken.
No, I've been dying to hear some Marvin Gaye. My aunt used to love that all the time.
Oh, he's a nice guy. He's a good singer.
But what, all right, here's the guys. Ready on that work for the reason of Vandella.
He won.
Okay.
Thank you.
Martha Reed and the Vandellas on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Bob Stallers filling in for Six Eyes. All right. Up next, we have Marvin Gaye for the Wolf. Ow!
Ow!
Six Eyes Radio Network.
Ow! Oh, my. I'm going to howl around here for the night. I'm your lady and you're my man is the one I like, but I forget who did that, but I like that song. I used to sing it in the morning and wake up Kenny. Yeah, he says, Ruth, I like your voice, but not when I'm asleep. I remember he told me that one morning. I was in there practicing in the office. I didn't even know he heard me. Oh, well, that's a pretty song, though. Who wrote that, Kenny?
Yeah. I don't remember that. I remember the song, but I don't know who did it.
I'm your lady, and you are my man. That's the song. But I just can't sing. Just like Proud and Joy, she liked to sing, too. She has a pretty voice. Ah, yes. Are we having fun here? All right.
Yeah,
pride and joy. Huh? All right. That's all right. I think you're too sleepy for the
shopper. You think you're too sleepy? I'm enjoying this song. This is one of Diane's favorites, yep.
Oh, okay.
Like mine, yeah, nothing nobody can ever get more. You can put up when I'm down, when we go out, when we shake up the people. That's why I believe your mind.
You know, we got all of Sandy's music, honey. Sometimes I get those cassettes out and let you guys have lots of fun with those songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a cassette library. You wouldn't believe that Sandy Cadella used to have. And he's got everything from rhythm and blues all the way down to, you remember that song from,
Yeah.
I've Had the Time of My Life. Yeah, that's Dirty Dancing. So we got the movie from that. That's a pretty song. I've had the time of my life, yeah.
Are you going to sit Wolfgang down tonight? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. He sure has been tired. I thought he was going to fall asleep for the show.
No,
but now
I'm not tired yet.
You're not tired yet. Okay.
I'm listening.
All right, sweetie. Well, you have a good time now.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm sitting back enjoying the show now.
You going to leave him?
Huh? I ain't leaving. I'm listening.
Your wife, where's she going to leave you?
Sit him down, Ruthie. Sit him down.
Huh? I
not going to set me down, sex.
Yeah, crazy.
Ruthie, did you sit him down?
I don't know. He might be running around the rest of the night. I'm not sure. He's in the garage and I'm in the front room. So we could still do that song. I'm your lady and you are my man. I know the song. I can't remember who did it. That's when I was practicing that one morning. I woke him up.
We're just getting started here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
We're going to have fun tonight, right?
I'm surprised with it being football season that Six hasn't played the theme of the Browns. Who let the dogs out?
Okay, honey.
Like Kimosabe, of course it's me, a better known as the masterpiece. A fine squad, a sense of danger, when it's done, off the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with the mess, the mess. This kitchen frog, fast that you get to all you girls that want to join my tribe. Just move to the room, feel my vibe. Put it for in the air, you'll agree, when you come inside. My CP, as I said before, you can sense the danger. When you son off the rapping ranger, with silver and eyes, take a ride. All you better step aside. I feel the squad is gonna run away. Silver is what I say. Oh.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Six Eyes, AJ, Squad. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's here with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew.
Just rock it out. The fingers pumping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like a stock that we call me. Hot butter popcorn. You just give a hop a dip, a pop a bang the boom. Yeah, we can bet you want to boogie again. You can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kima's finally got down, took off his mask. He took off the shooting, did the monster mash. Kano came along, saw what was happening. He said to get a bop on his foot, dog, to pack and go slam. Come to the jury with the mic and how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it death. Now what you hear is not a test.
To love watching Fresh Prince of Bel Air, and they and Carlton and Will Smith to do that song, and they keep a serious face while they're dancing. See if y'all remember this.
Give me a soul if you got your funky bump. Double dutch bus is on the street. You better get off the move your bus there.
Gods Radio Network. Kicking it with Big Guy, ATL, and the Curse.
From the past. Y'all remember that song? Anybody remember that? Pride and Joy, Evangelist Clayton. By myself. I don't know where they went. It's all good.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a fun education. say you can't take the train to the job. It was back at the station. I'm King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer, the membrane. Sometimes I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't put this call close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Like a jungle, makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son says, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids go to river. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. Dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear my shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Because it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. To put that barrel in front of the train, took him to the doctor, so the arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transfer for a brand new car. I can't walk through the car because it's crazy at the dark. Keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw. Broke my last jaw. Here's them say, you want some more living on a sea truck. So put me car close to the edge. Trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of beat hate. The places you stay and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pitchers, and the big money makers. Job big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpockets, peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy boy. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your man looks sick and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fan being used in the fuse to serve like hell. So one day you were found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You were cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man? Yo, that sound like cowboy, man. Cool. Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo, now, look at this building, Raheem, man.
Am I here by myself, or are you guys still with me?
Come on, man.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, we're still here. There we go.
Where's Pride and Joy, Avenger Clayton?
Hey, where are you guys, you beautiful ladies? bad. I spoke
okay.
to talk to him. Yeah, right.
Who's on the board?
Honey, what you got in there? Okay. Yeah, I think ATL's got it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Let's sing, Kenny.
Okay, I don't know where everybody went.
We're still here. He just went in the office, and I'm in the living room throwing away paper. So if you're having a good time, darling, let's go. I still didn't find that song yet. He's looking for it right now. Okay. What's your favorite song, Six?
It's too many to name. I love music, period.
I know. I love your music on that Daddy's Records. That first song you play is so pretty. I love that opening song. It's cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It just it has such a beautiful sound to it.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm getting all excited when it comes on.
Right. So I don't know where ATL went. Are you still there?
No. I heard it for a little bit. Ride and Joy was
on. I'm just driving. I can't really, with these cars, I drive a long way, so this is the, I don't want to have
to. That's cool. Pay attention to the road. Pay attention to the road. I don't know if their car dropped or what.
I enjoyed the music now. The music was awesome. All those songs, man, brought back some memories, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed.
Yeah, I was just telling Six how we love that Daddy's Records of his. That is so cool. That song that has that beautiful intro. I love that music there. I'm going to have to get that and probably play it over and over. Yeah, we have a lot of music around here, too.
Uh-huh.
And I just start to feel better. I got that medicine, and now it feels good.
Oh, that's good.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, my doctor gave me something that's really working. I should have went to her before. It was my own fault. I'm one of these that likes to pretend like I'm a doctor myself. I should go to a professional. All right, get down. You want to dance, Kenny? Oh, he's in the office still. Pick up in there. We're still on the air, sweetie. Yeah, I do feel much better. I can even breathe than I could now. I'm just ready to shout.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I think he's looking for that song, I'm Your Lady and You're My Man. I'm trying to figure out who sang it. Oh, yeah, we're almost 1:30.
Okay, got Pride and Joy back. So you didn't hear none of that music I played?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I was over there. I was over there two times. I came back.
Were you
my phone kept going, putting on mute. You was jamming with the double dutch. I heard you when you was playing the music.
Yeah. All right, Chad. All right, Chad.
Home.
Uh-oh.
Chad, you dancing?
Yeah. All right, Chad, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew.
You can walk on.
good.
Okay.
She's from another country.
Bad arthritis.
Where she's from?
Oh, they said it's a stiff disease. I don't know where she's from.
Yeah, she's from, where's Celine Dion from? She's from, I know she's from another place. Hey, Google, where is Celine Dion from?
My heart will go on.
She from where?
I don't know where Celine Dion is from.
Alexa, where is Celine Dion from? Canada. She's from Canada.
She's from England. Yeah, Canada. That's right. She's from Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from Canada, because actually when she made her debut, she sang the national anthem for Canada back in 1993 or 91. I remember she was singing to Canada, that's right. I knew it was England or Canada, one of the two. But she resides, she actually owns a home in Europe. She does actually own a home in Europe, in the UK.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's a very beautiful
lady. That's where her husband
lady.
Was. I believe that's where her husband won that pass. He was from the UK.
Yeah. She has a very unique voice.
Yes.
Celine Dion. She has a very unique voice. Beautiful. She's very beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, classic. Whitney even said that. Whitney Houston said that she was a classic. She was a very unique individual singing-wise, as far as singing.
Yes.
And,
definitely.
Like I said, you to get props from Whitney Houston is very huge, because at one time, I mean, there was not too many singers that wanted to be, who could even be compared to Whitney Houston. Houston was really one of the most special, unique singers of all time, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she came from ahead of us, you know. Stephanie Mills. What's another one that was very great? Melissa Morgan. I mean, I can go. There's a list of them. And a lot of people don't remember that Melissa Morgan actually sang the first song that Michael Jackson. I mean, Prince wrote her first song. One of the biggest hits, "Do Me Baby." That was actually wrote from Melissa. Melissa Morgan.
Yep. She came along with Anita Baker and them, and Stephanie Mills and them, and
my God, the other young lady, I'm trying to remember her name, Shirley Murdoch. What was the other ones before? But they had a list of them. I used to say that they were great singers. Vanessa A. Williams.
Don't forget about Stacey
Ladislaw. I'm trying to go to one that she actually depressed. She died with, she had depression problems, and she was really one of the legends.
Phyllis Hyman.
Said, that's right. Eddie Hyman, mm-hmm. That's right.
Phyllis Hyman.
A lot of special singers, man. I'm just lucky to be able to be young enough to catch them all before all those unique singers,
yeah,
man.
Let's play a song by Phyllis Hyman.
You got Angie Winbush and all of them. I love Angie.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Angela Winbush, man. Woo! Boy, some great singers, man. I mean, lined up. The 80s and the 90s, I think the 80s had some unique ones. Early 80s and the early 80s. Yeah.
This is for you, Evangelist Clayton. Phyllis Hyman. On the Six Lines Radio Network. What's the show? Kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Yes.
DJ ATL. DJ.
Class.
I don't think he heard.
Someone in the queue, Mary is in the queue, and she says she's been in the queue for 25 minutes. Y'all heard me?
Yeah, he heard that, hon. I heard you.
Okay. On hold, so I called Michelle.
Yeah, they all dancing. The ones that they all dancing.
Who's that? How you doing?
Mary, that's Mary.
Mary, what's going on?
Nothing, sir. I just want to say hi to you guys.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm still here. Amen. You got a song you want Mr. Sick to play, Mary? No, remember, I like weird lady, old lady songs.
She like the, what's that song? She used to like.
She like weird songs,
what
too.
Song? What's the name of that song?
Damn, what's that song she used to like?
What? What's the name of it?
Hey, Good Girls Don't?
Yeah, Good Girls Don't. That's the song she like. That's the song she like, Good Girls Don't.
Good
like
Girls Don't. Say it again, Mary. The bitch is back.
No.
I like that song. I had it on my door, on my room.
Uh-huh.
The beef is black?
No,
what?
The beef
she said
is black.
The beef is black.
Elton John.
Elton John.
Elton John.
And what's that other song? Beat Girls. Big Girls what?
Good Girls Don't by the Knack.
Good Girls Don't. By the who?
The Knack.
The Knack. Good Girls Don't by the Knack, Mr. Six.
All right, here's Sir Elton.
Let me look at this one. To a good friend of mine, Mary. Mary, I heard you're a fan of Elton John's, and here's your song, number one, Vinny and the Jet Girls, the Six Eyes Radio Network, the best fucking station around.
Vinny and the
Jet Radio Network.
No, we want to hear, I'm a bitch, so the bitch is bad.
What is he playing?
I ain't singing Benny in the Dust.
All right.
America, I love you.
Okay. You can have a whole night of old lady songs.
Thank you. I think I'll be calling this station. You're going to be on next Saturday? Yeah, we're here every Saturday. Yeah. 6,000 Network. I love this station. I love it. I love this station. Thank you very much, Elton. Mr. Elton John. Thank you.
Amen. That's a good singer, too.
Where we take you on a trip with great music. All right. We had Elton John come through tonight. Now, that's huge right there. That is huge.
Yeah. What about Billy Joel?
Huh?
What about Billy Joel?
He's here. Billy Joel is here.
He comes through.
Hold on.
Yeah, Billy Joel's a good, cool dude.
Yeah, we've had it. Got good two shows there. I want to play this song for a good friend of mine. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Ooh, mute. Where in the hell is mute? Hey, where's Billy Joel? No Billy Joel? Al Green?
I'm right here, honey. I had to get a beer. I'm right here. This goes out to my friend, Mary.
Oh, Piano Man. Excellent.
Hello to Cornbread and the rest of the birds.
You got to learn it, darling.
All right.
There's an old man.
Not a song I don't have. That's right.
Thank you, Mr.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Can we hear some Lenny
Kravitz? There's a nice thing in there, darling.
Can we hear some Lenny Kravitz?
Oh, yeah, let me wake him up. He might be mad. Hold on.
He may be mad.
Lenny.
Oh.
Miss McCall's not on.
He's a little pissed. We didn't woke him up.
Okay, come on.
You go back and sleep. And this must be for Evangelist Clayton. Yes. Get your hair together.
I'm here. Good evening, Mary. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Hi. I just don't know how you were, man. That's all.
Yeah, I'm just quiet. I'm here.
You doing okay holding on?
I'm blessed.
That's
thank
amazing.
You. How about you?
Pray for the world, the whole world, the entire world. The crazy ills of the world from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're praying for peace and solidarity. Can we get some kind of solidarity? There we go.
When you
Everybody to sing this song now. Everybody sing this.
Yeah. Tonight, baby, you're on point tonight, Six Eyes, man. That music rotation, man, that's the bomb, man. Michael McDonald, whoo, boy, classics, man. These some classics, man. Bring me some, man, memories, man, some very huge memories, man. Curtis Blow, the rap game, whoa.
You're going in on 9996 Eyes Radio.
No, I'll sing this. Sing this now. Sing this.
Download the iHeart app and Apple Music Podcast app and type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Press subscribe, and you'll have this show.
Okay. This show, when you going to do Stump the Mr. Six Eyes again? That was fun to see if there's actually something that you didn't know, because that's kind of rare.
Okay.
We
can get that started next week.
Because that's fun. It's fun. You're playing good music.
It is pretty. I like this whole thing of the Six Eyes. I mean, I think that's really cool. I saw a picture of him, and it shows him right there with the Six Eyes. It's really neat.
Okay. I mean, I like the earlier music.
Yeah,
this is all fun.
We'll do 3 hours.
Remember this next song.
It's your boy, Six Eyes Radio Network, blasting in time in the music, in the heat of Six Eyes Radio. Oh yeah, the classic.
Thank you.
Wasn't that Chris Cross or somebody?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yeah, that was a classic one there. I mean, DJ ATL and Styles, I grew up off that one. That was one that I used to hear when I used to go to elementary school. I used to speak to that song. That's a very classic, what I call classic soft rock. I mean, basically, that was like the set tone for a lot of Georgian Southerns all through Georgia, I know for a fact, all through South Carolina. I remember hearing that song in heavy rotation on every classic rock station. So big ups, it did cross over to R&B. Big ups to that song. I mean, I actually think there's somebody who actually tried to remake that. Just couldn't get the same level of the popularity of the original one, that one there. Definitely one of my classic ones. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, really. It's one of them. One of them. I would say that right there on that song. Thanks, Six Eyes of Planet. You played some classics tonight, man. Some classics. That we take over. We take over, man, when we come in. We take over.
Making friends.
was supposed to make food.
That was Stump Mary.
Yes.
Yeah, classic. I definitely remember that was another one. Six Eyes. All right, guys, man. So what are we gonna do? We still gonna keep pushing because we still got a lot of music to go because there's a lot of good music out there, a lot of classics. So
I'm rocking. Anybody
yeah, I mean,
good?
You are. You rocking. We rocking. Yeah, we hanging and we ride it. Let's ride it because, I mean, it's rocking. I mean, I'm feeling it. All the music we playing right now, we got people don't even want to go to sleep, right? Right, folks? Y'all rocking. Y'all dancing. Yeah, we rocking.
Yeah, you are, sir.
You got another request?
So we play Phyllis Hunt. Let's play some Vanessa Williams. Let's play some Vanessa A. Williams. Let's play Angela. No, let's see if you have this one. Let's play the remake of Footsteps in the Dark by the group. What was the name of that girl group? Oh, God. They did Ozzy. What was their name? Body. Yeah, Body. Let's do Footsteps in the Dark by Body. Do you have that one? The original. They're not the original. They actually did it after language. They're not the original. But they did a remake to Isaac Brother Footsteps in the Dark. And the group is called Body. Y'all live here on the Six Eyes Radio with your homeboy DJ ATL and Style, Six Eyes and the crew. All right. Trying to get that body on with Footsteps in the Dark. Hey. Yeah.
They were asleep. They didn't answer. But Ron woke up. Ron woke up.
All right.
What the hell are you waking me up for this late? I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sorry. You had some ladies wanting to talk to you. Oh, in that case, all right.
Oh my God!
So Six Eyes, can you pull up? Can you find that one? The Body Girl, the girl group called Body, Footsteps in the Dark.
They were asleep. They were asleep. I couldn't wake them up. What's up, Trumpet?
Right.
What's up, Trumpet?
We couldn't wake them up. Oh man! Oh man!
Yeah.
If I was going, when you played, I was going to give you a story about what happened to the group, where the group was at now.
couldn't wake them up. Pride and Joy still with us?
DJ? No.
Okay. All right. Who else y'all wanna? Y'all wanna dig somebody up?
I don't know, but for some reason I wanna hear that Love Boat thing.
The Love Boat thing.
The Love Boat thing song from the show.
The Love Boat.
Yes.
Hold up.
Who will be taking another ride? Hello. Oh. Yep. I'm sorry, I'll shut up. Fine.
Think I dug him up. Yeah.
All right.
Make sure you check that Facebook box. Make sure you check that Facebook box. Share this show.
Facebook box.
What'd you say?
I was talking to Diamond.
Oh. The theme song. What's the theme song? I know, but I can't tell you.
Is it Love Story?
Sounds like a love song or a love story or maybe soap opera. Maybe a romantic song, Kenny. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
It's pretty.
I think it's a love story.
Sounds like that, yeah. It does sound like a romantic song. Either melancholy music or romantic here. Hey, sort of.
Hello, America. Hello, America. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello to our surrounding city and states and our faraway countries. We appreciate you. Yeah.
That was really cool.
That was the Incredible Hulk theme song.
That's
Incredible Hulk.
It didn't sound like, okay, I remember now. I think I used to watch that. I watch just about every TV show, I think. Hooked on a lot of the crime shows, but I might have watched that.
Let's see if y'all remember this one.
Well, we got 4 minutes left.
Really?
I didn't know it was that
close. Really, Kenny?
Yep.
Okay.
I think there should be about 4 hours left.
Yeah, cause you guys are just wanting to listen to music. I mean, we're having fun with this music, Kenny.
It is. It's fun. It's pretty.
I love this, the music.
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
Amen. We've got more good stuff tomorrow with the gospel show and your cover-to-cover Bible study, too.
I don't even know what time
a few
that's on.
Like that too.
I don't even know what time that's on.
1 o'clock in the afternoon is the gospel show. Pastor Bonnet preaches, and in the evening is Kenny's cover-to-cover Bible study at 9 o'clock at night.
And that's on station 2.
Yeah.
Station 2.
America, I want to thank you all for listening. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank you for rocking. Download this show, share this show, check that Facebook box, share this show, and we'll be back next Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Thank Catch you all later.
Have a nice sleep, everyone.
God bless. Everybody have a great night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, America.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Oh, my.
Oh, my.